this week we're going to do last week's parsha's Truma and Bizar Hashem this week's parsha Tetzaveh. So we're going to do it just very briefly. So in parsha's Truma, obviously you have the Nedava of the Beis HaMikdash, and so the pasuk says that Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'kuli Truma, and they will take for me Truma. It's a kin, right? Me'et kol ish asher idvenu libo tikhu trumati. You take the Truma. So you see, and Rav Moshe Shapiro explains this, why here Nedavas HaMishkan has to be dafka with Nedivas Lev. You never see a mitzvah which is Nedivas Lev. A mitzvah you have to do or you don't have to do. There's no mitzvah that comes with Nedivas Lev. That, you know, do it, you don't have to do it. If you want to do it with Nedivas Lev, you want to do it with the goodwill, then do it. Why here, in the building of the Mishkan, has to be done with Nedivas Lev? So he explains that the whole inyan of the Mishkan, right, the whole inyan of the Mishkan and the Kelim, is the Shechanti Betocham, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is dwelling with us. I, the Shechina, when it dwells with Klal Yisrael, and Jewish people in the world, right, through the Jewish people to the whole world, that's the Gilui, that's the revelation of God's covered, of the covered of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, i.e. the Malchus of the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. And since it's a revelation of God's covered and God's Malchus, covered cannot be something that's a tzivui. Real covered, real Malchus can only be expressed when the Am wants to accept that Malchus. Has to come with Nedivas Lev. Has to be a rotzen, because a melech who forces his people to give him kavod, who forces his people to accept his malchus, isn't a melech, he's a moshel. Malchus means when the people want your malchus. He gave it in moshel. For example, if you had, for example, a king and a whole, you know, you had a whole setup of robots praising and, you know, and clapping and waving flags or whatever when the king is coming. Right? That's covered. That's a hepech of covered. It's a bizui. That he himself is paying people to stand there with flags, right? And wave and make a big deal about him, right? That's a bizui. That's not a covered. Covered can only be when the other person wants to give it to you. There's a nivus lev, there's a rotzen, there's a will. Then, only then, there's a gilui of covered. So, bedafka, the Mishkan, right, which has to be, which represents the covenant of Kodesh Baruch Hu, betachtonim, in the lower world, the malchus of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the lower world, that has to be done dafka min nivus lev. Also, why does it have to be an avodah shebelev? So Nefesh HaChaim explains that everyone's has a mishkan katan, a little mishkan inside him, and that's his lev. The lev of a yid is the makom mishkan. That's a makom. So the nedivus lev of a yid, the nedivus lev of a yid, to want, have that rotzen, to want the gilui of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in him and in the world, that nedivus lev is the building of Mishkan in his lev. That rotzen, that ishtokakut, that desire for Kodesh Baruch Hu, that itself is the pnimi, the inner building of the lev of a yid. And that's his Mishkan, and the Mela is the Mishkan of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we see in the Kelim, it starts off with the Aaron, right? Now I'm not going to go through each of the Kelim and all the little details of it, because there are details here that need to explain, but basically, the Aaron represents Torah. Lifnai v'lifnim. And that's where Yoshvei HaKruvim, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, the Gilui of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Bein HaKruvim. Bein HaKruvim is the Chibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world. Dafka b'mokom Aaron. And the Aaron we know from Chazal isn't Tofes Mokom. What do you mean isn't Tofes Mokom? There's a nace by the Aaron. Whichever way you measured it, you measured from the Aaron to the side of the Mishkan or wherever, it wouldn't have the same measurement. It's as if the Aaron wasn't Min HaMida. It doesn't have place. Doesn't Tofes Mokom. Ain't a Min HaMinyan. Because Torah, The Gili of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world is the Gili of his Rotzen, it's the Gili of Torah. Like the Ramban says, the Gili of Har Sinai, right? The Mishkan, The Mishkan, which is simply speaking in Chazal, Rashi learns this way, that it's a tikkun of the Chet HaEgel, that after the Chet HaEgel, we lost God's presence, which was going to be through the Torah. We lost Luchos Rishonos. We lost that revelation, that Gilui. So that Gilui was to be revealed in the Mishkan. And Yoshvei HaKruvim, that's Bein, the two Kruvim, which Chazal tell us, was Ramban says, not to say this to Amaratzin, because a chav and a keva, like a male and female, yeah? And when there was shalom between Klal Yisrael and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we were doing his mitzvahs, we were kaim Torah, right? Then the Kruvim were together. And Chas v'Shalom, when it was the Hepech, they were separate. And this is a very, very big idea in Chazal, this concept that Kiviyochel, we're the female of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Jewish people, because we're his expressors in the world. And that point of expression is Ben Badei Aharon, Ben Akruvim. That's the point of expression, and that's the point of the Chibur, that's the Mar'eh, that's the concept of the Kruvim, that we, the Jewish people, are his expressors. And we express his will when we're living with the Torah. That's why, you know, there's this the R.A. Kaplan, when he wrote the Torah, he didn't say Torah, he called it the living Torah. Torah means to live with it. When we're living with his Torah, when expressing his will, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bein HaKruvim, and there's a Yichud, there's a connection with the Kruvim. Yeah? And that represents Torah Lifnai VeLifnim. Outside. Now we'll go to the next, the Kodesh. The Kodesh has the menorah on the Darom and the Shulchan on the Tzafon. The menorah, right, we know represents, has six branches and all faces the inner branch. And that's the Ne'er Maravi. And they were all poned there. And the Ne'er Maravi, there was a Nes, Gemara says. The Ne'er Maravi would be lit first and would be extinguished last. It would be the last one to Dolek. And it was a nace. The nace of Ne'er Maravi that would last longer than it should have really lasted. And that was a nace to tell us that Shekhinah dwells with Klal Yisrael. So the menorah represents the Shekhinah betachtonim, the Shekhinah in the Klal Yisrael. Now it represents, it has six midas and the seventh, right? Which is the Ne'er Maravi. Represents the seven midas, the seven lower midas, i.e. the Aaron represents the Moach, the higher mida, right? The three higher midas. And the Aaron, the menorah represents the seven lower midas, right? The Aaron represents the world of the Hanhoga Eliona, the upper Hanhoga. That's why Dafka and Yom Kippur, which is the time of Hanhoga, of a Gilu of the higher world, the Yud Gimel Midas, the Hanhoga Eliona, it's an Avoda is done Lifnai VeLifnim, only in Yom Kippur, right? And the Keteris is then brought there. We're going to explain this Keteris soon. The Aaron, so that represents, you know, the Chanoti Asheachun Afal Pi Sheinu Kedai, the Gemara Bracha says, the Mida that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't revealed to him, how Kodesh Baruch Hu reveals himself in the world. And the menorah represents the Mida, the Olam HaMishpat, the seven Midas, Chesed to Malchus, right? Represents the seven Midas, represents the world of Mida Keneged Mida. You do good, you get good. You do bad, Chas V'Shalom, Nehefech, right? Within Rachamim, within the concept of Rachamim. Yeah, not straight away, within the concept of Rachamim. So those are the two midas that it expressed, right? That's the lower midah. And it's Mul HaShulchan. Mul HaShulchan, the Shulchan, Rashi says, represents Malchus, right? Ashirus. So it's, this is a different Torah. This is a Torah in Derech Eretz. This is a different level of Torah. This is Torahs in Derech Eretz. That's why it's Mul HaShulchan. So it's a different level of Torah. Aaron represents Keter Torah. That doesn't make sense. Keter Torah doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that a person will sit and learn and he has Parnassah. It doesn't make sense that he's beyond the Midah. he lives beyond the media, he lives beyond the an understanding of how the world, simply speaking, works. Torah and Derech Eretz works. Because Torah is Derech Eretz. He works, but it's Pone, all his Derech Eretz is Pone le Torah. And that's Shechina v'tachtonim. He brings Shechina to the lower worlds. Keter Torah is something lifnai v'lifnim, you don't see it. You don't see its hashpa. It doesn't seem if it does anything in the world. It's something hidden. You never go there. Once Yom Kippur, there's a revelation of the Yud Gimel Midas. But you don't see, it doesn't seem that this, you know, Rabbi Yosef sitting in, you know, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, sitting in Yerushalayim and learning, well, you know, what does that do to the world? Yeah? What does it do? What difference does it make? He's learning, he doesn't learn. You don't see it, but it's this Hashpa. He's bringing the Torah into the world. He represents Bein HaKruvim. That's a different level of Torah. You understand? Whereas Torah and Derech Eretz, you see clearly, oh, this is a very successful person. He's learning, he's working, look what nice kids, all that. You see clearly his life, you see clearly how he's kashu to the Torah, you see clearly how his, you know, he does good, he gets good, he does chas v'shalom al-hefech, right? You see that very clearly. It's olam ha-mishpat, the world of mishpat. It makes sense. He has a panosa and he's learning Torah. But his panosa is meshubah to his Torah. It's negated, it's how you say meshubah, it's in servitude to his Torah. His ikka, yeah, beholden maybe better word. It's the ikka in his life is Torah. Yeah, it's Torah im Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz is toffel to Torah. Torah with Derech Eretz, of course the person when it's learning Torah is affecting the world in a hidden way. Avada. But it's clear to see his influence. You see he's in the world. He's relating to the world. The person who's sitting in a room and just learning, you don't see him relating to the world. You don't see his influence in the world. Mm-hmm. That's the Aaron. But the truth is, he's the one who's bringing in the Kav. He's the one who's bringing that Hashpa into the world. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a famous story of Yisrael Salanta that he says that a Yid learning Torah in Yerushalayim is affecting a person to do tshuva in Paris. Mm-hmm. So, of course you have to do the Derech Eretz, of course there has to be the people who go and go out to the world and affect the world, right? The Gemara says, rove people, the majority of people, that's the Avoda. But there's a miut, there's always a Shevet Levi, there has to be a miut in Klal Yisrael, who are the most Rei Torah, the people who are passing along the Torah. That's a very important part of Klal Yisrael. There's always that part. It's like around a tenth of Klal Yisrael, a tenth of Klal Yisrael would be sitting and learning. The purpose of the Klal Yisrael was set out that way. The Shevet Levi, the Kahanim, basically, they were Mishartei Hashem. They were the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Shemitah. Why the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Shemitah speaks about Lo Shevet Levi Bilvad, and Kol Mi Shenidvo Libo, anyone who has Nedivah Slave. Again, Nedivah Slave is why? Why here you have Nedivah Slave coming to Torah? Because Torah can only come. The Shechina can only come with Nedivah Slave. Covered. The willingness of a person, only the real kavod can only come when a person willingly wants to give himself. A person willingly wants to give himself of Torah, that's a big kavod. Ain't kavod ela Torah. That's the ikka kavod of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world, the kesher to the Torah, right? So it has to be when they leave a slave, and that's why they were given the chelik for the avoda. They were given the trumas and maises. So they have parnasa, they didn't have fields, they didn't have anything. I mean, they wouldn't grow fields or anything like that. Their parnasa came from Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael would give them to sit them that they could be panui to do avodas Hashem. The order in the Chumash is the Shulchan and then Menorah, right? Because im ein kemach ein Torah. If there's no kemach, there's no parnasa, there's no Torah, right? But im ein Torah, ein kemach. So the Rav explains, if you don't have Torah, what do you need Kemach for? If you don't learn in Torah, what do you need Parnasa for? That's Pashat. That's not a Chiddush. The Chiddush is that you need Parnasa to have Torah. That's a Chiddush. Because
people always quote the first.
Now I'm speaking about the Mishkan. And it's an interesting thing you have in the Mishkan, you have like how everything's set up. Rashi goes to, there's a lot of details here. A lot of very, very important details. And each of these details has a very, very important concept. I'm not going to go through them, right? But just simply speaking, you see that the Mishkan was, it was beautified inside. And you know, it had these 50 lulaot. These 50 lulaot represents, why 50? I'm just going to mention one thing. It says, it's a Chamishim Shari Bina. It's the 50 levels you get to Har Sinai. So it's a representation of something, right? You have 5 and 5, yeah? Against Luchot, the 5 Luchot, the 5 Dibrot, Rishonot, and the 5 Dibrot Achronot, being man, God, man, right? So it's representations of expressions of Torah, yeah? It's also, Chazal say that it was the beautiful Yiriot were inside, and the other ones were outside covering it. And then it says, and the front of it was covered a little bit, was going over, right? Like a kala. So the Mishkan represents, kiviyochol, a female, a kala. Because the Mishkan is a place where God's place dwells. It's his chibu to the world, like a male to a female. You understand? Now, another thing you have to understand, see, this also I heard from Ramosha, that we learn all the malachas of Shabbos from Melech HaMishkan. Why is that? So it's Sefer Chinuch, I think it says, that just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days, and on the 7th day he rested, kiviyochol, the dwelling place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world is the Mishkan, which kiviyochol we created, we made. Now it's not stam. The Mishkan is a microcosm of the whole world. The details, that's what I'm saying, there's a lot of details here we were not learning, but you have to understand that the details in the Mishkan is the tzura, is the form of how the world should be. Is the real expression of God's covered, his Shekhinah, his dwelling in the world. So, our building of the Mishkan is building a world ketzurata, in its real form, how it should really be. And that real form is that the world is a kala, is a completion, an expression of God's will. A full expression. And that's what the Mishkan represents. So, just as the HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped from creating the world for us on the 7th day, we learn from the Mishkan. We stop from creating, doing the creative work of building the Mishkan on Shabbos, i.e. Kiviyochol, in the world which we create for God to dwell in with us, which is the purpose of his creation. So therefore, all the malachas of Shabbos, we learn from the Mishkan, because we refrain from building that Mishkan on Shabbos. There's the Outer Mizbeach was then, we speak about, the Outer Mizbeach, right? So it's a Mizbeach HaNechoshes. So Rashi says, Sipita to Nechoshes, right? Lekaper al azut metzach, or like brazen face, a brazen person. Shenema mitzachech mitzchecha nechusha, as you're determined to do something, right? All averas come from this nechusha, this determination to do something. I want to do it my way. I want to do it the way I think. I want this. The ani in a person, either nefesh behemis in a person, the ani in a person is the shorish of all his averas. That's the kapara of mizbeach hanachoshes. It's the mizbeach is the kapara of the nefesh behemis of a person, the animal soul of a person. That's why the korbanos, when we get to Vayikra, we'll explain this more. The korbanos, each one individually, is a form of kapara of the person. Our nefesh, through smicha, we're passing over that aspect of our nefesh which sinned onto the animal, and kivyachol, we're shechted. That part of us is shechted, and it's mit'ale, goes up, and comes back to us in a metukan way, in a fixed way. That's the concept of the korbanos, and that's the mizbeach hanachoshes, which represents this nechishut, this, you know, this desire, this forcefulness, this azut metzach to do chas v'sholom the wrong thing. And that's the Mizbeach, and a Choshet has a kapara on that. Understand, we're going from the Moach, so to speak, to the seven Midas, to the Mizbeach, which represents the Nefesh, the soul, the lower soul, which is, in a certain sense, the Malchus, right? The Mizbeach. And the Chatzah, right? The Chatzah Mishkan represents the external world, right? So the Mishkan is get expressed in the external world. That's what the Chatzah represents. Okay? Rebbeinu Bechaya speaks about that. Now, in Parshas Tetzaveh, Be'ikah, we're going to speak about the Big Day Kahuna. So, Vasita Big Day Kodesh, you make holy garments, Big Day Kodesh, holy garments, La'aron Achicha, to Aaron your brother, L'chavod, for an honor, U'letifaris, and for beautification. The Ramban here explains that the Big Day Aaron are Big Day Malchus. Now, in order to understand here, you have to understand something. What is Begodim? What is Begodim? What is Begodim? So we've learned this before. But Begodim is Lashon of Bgida, of rebellion. The first time we see a Beged is in the Ched of Adam Rishon, that he was Chote, and according to Baruch Hu dressed him. Right? Why? It's Boshashu. They were embarrassed. So Kodesh Baruch Hu dressed him with the same thing that he was sinned with, Rashi says. Huh? So Begodim is to remove this busha from a person. Right? Because a person, man was created to be a revelation of God's Malchus, of God's covered. Right? And when man is a revelation of God's covered, even though man is from the lower worlds and from the higher worlds, there's a neshama, he also has a guf. When that neshama and guf come together, then whenever opposites come together in synthesis, that's beauty. So the cover that's revealed in man, right, because of the synthesis of neshama and his guf, shows his beauty. So the Big Day Kahuna represent that those are the begodim which shows man's beauty. It shows the covered, the revelation of God's covered is being revealed in this person. And that's the beauty of these begodim. Mido bad, they have to be a special mido. When a person's expressed in his proper, in his midas, in a proper expression, yeah, then he's mido bad. Then a person's, that's the kavod of tifaret. That's for honor and tifaret and in beauty. But the Big Day Kahuna represent man in his proper form. Man, when he's a gilui of the covenant of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore by definition, that's a beautiful garment. That's the Malchus is being revealed. The Malchus of Kodesh Baruch Hu is being revealed in this person. So let's just, before we go into this, let's just try and understand. The Mishkan and its Kelav represent what? Represent the world, the tzura and the form of the world. The begodim represents the tzura and the form that man should be. You understand? So, from the Mishkan and the Kelim, I have to understand how the world should be kutsurata in its right form. From the begodim, I have to understand how man should be in his right form. The world was created before man was created. Therefore, the Kelim and the Mishkan is before the Begodim. Yeah? And the Kohen, now that he's wearing the proper Begodim, his Avoda is in the Mishkan, his Avoda is in the world. Man, when he's properly expressed through his Begodim, when he's properly expressed through his Midas, when he's properly expressed and through his characteristics, then his Avoda is in the Mishkan, his Avoda is in the world. That's man's expression in the world. So it says here, Ve'ele ha-begodim asher ya'asu, choshen ve'efod u'me'il, right, you know these things are, choshen ve'efod, me'il is the long clothes, ketones, tashbets, right, mitznefet, the hat, avnet, va'asu bigdei kodesh, you make these garments of kedusha of holiness, la'aron, achichet, Aaron your brother, ulevanav lechanoli, to serve me, i.e., these begodim If a kohen serves without these begadim, his avodah is possible. It doesn't work. Right? A person has to have proper begadim, has to have proper expression in order to work. And that's a very interesting thing. The only time we see that you can have shatness, tzema upishtim, yeah, is in Bigdei Kahuna, Bishas Avoda. We know from the Makor for Shatness, we know, we've spoken about this, the Chet of Kain and Hevel. Remember? That Kain, Hevel brought Mibchorot Sono, the Gam Kain brought, right, Masha Babi Yado, what came in his hand, which was the Pishtan. Kain represents the Ra in the world, Hevel is the Shorash of all the good in the world. Tzema and Pishtim can't be together. You can't have a connection of Ra and Tov. The only place we see the connection of Ra and Tov, I have Tzema and Pishtim, is Tzitzis and Bigdei Kahuna. And Tzitzis, it's in the Tcheles. The Tzema is in the Tcheles, and the Begit can be a Pishtan. Right? Or Chutim can be the Pishtan. So therefore, and only then, when we have Tcheles, can we have it. Because Tcheles, we've explained, Tcheles means Tachles. When you're connecting the Ra in the world to its Tachliso, which is the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covered, and that's what we say, that the Tcheles, the blue, represents the sea represents the heavens, and the heavens represents Kisei HaKavod, that a person comes to see Kisei HaKavod through the Tcheles, i.e. the Ra is a Gilui of God's covered in the world, then there can be a Chibur of Pisem or Pishtim. So too, in Bigdei Kahuna. Bigdei Kahuna represents the Kavod El Tifar. They represent the expression of God's covered in the world. That covered in the world is expressed in the Guf. The Guf expresses that cover. The lowest parts of self is also expressing the highest parts. Either the Neshama and the Guf are completely Mechuba, and the Guf is an expression of that Neshama. So the Bigdei Kahuna is how the neshama is fully expressed in the guf. Rabbeinu B'chai here explains how each of these begadim, it's a gemara taka in Erechin, how each of these begadim are connected different things. We come to mekaper on different things. It says that the choshen hamishpat, right, is mekaper, atones ala dayanim, on the dayanim, on the dinim, on ivut hadin, if you do a wrong din, right? That's connected halev. The lev, right? How is Aaron zochet choshen mishpat? How is Aaron? Because it says v'samach belibo. He was happy for Moshe Rabbeinu when he became a Navi. There was no kina. He had a lev taho. A lev taho, right, is the choshen. That's where he was zochet to the choshen. And the choshen had a very important thing inside. It had the urim v'tumim. It's a shema mafurash that was put inside the choshen, and they would go to the kohen and they would show the urim v'tumim, and they had like letters on the avanim, on the stones, right? 72 letters on the stones of the, and they would light up, and the choshen would give an answer to the questions they were asked. In the second Beis Hamikdash, there was no Urim V'Tumim in the Choshen. So it was, and just as the Beis HaMikdash, second Beis HaMikdash was Keneged Yitzchak, Din. It had Chitzonius, but it had no Pnimius. Right? So the Choshen was lacking its Pnimius, which was the Urim V'Tumim. And Lemaisa, the second Beis HaMikdash, was destroyed because of a Pagam in the Lev. Sinas chinam is a pagam in the lev. Chazal say they did din. They were dan al pi din, but not lifnim b'shurus adin. The lack of the choshen was a sign of that. The lack of the urim v'tumim was a sign of that. The pnimius of din is to make shalom. Din isn't to make din, to make justice. That's not the purpose of din. The purpose of din is to make shalom. The urim v'tumim were me'ir in the choshen. They represent the pnim of the lev. The pnim of the lev is to be one with your fellow man, not to be chaluk. When a person's is separated from his fellow man, that brings sinner. That brings sinner for no real reason. And that's what our pidin, judging our pidin, is judging, you know, without lifnim rishus rishadin, without beyond the letter of the law, without rachamim, without connecting, without the tachlis of shalom, that was shown in the choshen itself, in the Urim and Tumim, not being there. That was a simon, the sign of the chet that caused finally the final destruction of the second base of Mikdash. The ephod mekaper al avodah zarah. The ephod is a kapara for avodah zarah, right? The Rebbeinu B'chaya brings, it says, v'ein ephod v'trafim in Hosea. That refers to avodah zarah over there. Okay? So now, where's the ephod? If you look at the ephod, right? It says, sina shel noshim. It's like a belt, you know, like a, how do you say, sina, like a, you say it's, you know, it's like a, it goes on, it's like a belt around the loins and going behind you, right? And then there's straps going on the top, goes above, and goes straps on the top, and then it connects to the choshen, which is on the lave. So first of all, the Beit HaMechaya says, why is choshen here mentioned first? And then when we talk about making the choshen mishpat, we speak about first making the ephod, and then we speak about making the choshen. But first it's mentioned the choshen, but in the making it's mentioned the ephod first. So Rashi, so Rabbeinu Chai explains that the ikah ha-choshen ha-mishpat is the choshen and the Urim v'Tumim. That's the ikah choshen ha-mishpat. But since the ephod is the main beged, in the asiyah, in the making, first the ephod is made. Now, if a person understands that the loins, right, represent the lower parts of a person, so, since the ephod is a kapara of avodah zarah, it's a kapara of our loins, of our lower self, our more physical self. Says Chazal, the Klal Yisrael didn't serve avodah zarah only latir lehem arayas, to be mati them illicit relations. That's the loins. The loins are the raglayim of a person. The lower part of a person represents his more physical desires, the more physical aspect of a person, you know? And that's the belt of the ephod, to separate between the lower and the higher, right? But yet, the same ephod is connected to where? To the choshen ha-mishpat. When the ephod is connected to the choshen ha-mishpat, when it's connected to a lev shalem, to put a pure heart, then there's no avodah zarah, right? There's no avodah zarah. There's a proper chibur. So the ephod is the bringing of those loins to the higher self, to the heart, which represents the Urim, which is, has in it the Urim v'Tumim. The Urim v'Tumim, it was, right, that represented, they had the Shema Mufurash, that represents the higher self. When our loins are connected to our hearts, and our hearts to our Urim v'Tumim, to the higher self, to the, right, then there's Nerva Nazara, and then the heart is pure. There's no tatturu. There's no person don't have to worry about going astray. Acharei levavchem, acharei after your heart, acharei neichem, asher atem zonim acharehem. Zonim acharehem, Chazal say, is or zdus or midus. Midus is avodah zarah. Okay, clear. So it says, vasite et meil ha'efod. The meil was like a chaluk, a long chaluk, right? Meil ha'efod is called. Rashi says, she'efod nitan alav. The ephod is put on top of the meal, l'chagura, like tied on top of the meal. It's klil t'chelet, kulo t'chelet, shein min achem urabo. It's only made of t'cheles, right? The meal is only made of t'cheles, yeah? The meal is the main beggar, the main covering, right? You know, the ephod and the choshen just on top of it. So now it says, Vasita shulav rimone tcheles, you make on the end rimon of tcheles, va'agamam atolad shani, right? So that's maybe 3 minim al shulav saviv, v'pamone zahav v'tocham saviv. So Rashi says one on the side of the other. There's a bit of machlokus if it's within or it's on the side, but okay. And these made a noise, right? Pamon zahav v'rimon, pamon zahav v'rimon. They were around al shulei amil, on the bottom of the meal, saviv, around it. Via al Aaron, it was on Aaron Lesharit when he served. ונשמע קולו בבוא אל הקודש, ויסתכל בקודש לפני השם, בפניו השם, ובצאתו ולא ימות. Right, it's as if he was like introducing himself when he came in. It's a form of covered, right? You don't go into a person's house without kibyachol knocking, without, it's a form of covered. It says, Rebbeinu Chaim he brings, mi'il mekapeh al loshon hara. There's a kapar al loshon hara. So it says, v'nishma kolo, like we said just read. V'yavod davar shebekol, we bring something which has a noise, v'yikapeh al ma'isa kol. That's a kapar al ma'isa kol. What does the mi'il represent? What does noise represent? This noise represents showing covered to the mikdash. You're walking in to a person, you're not breaking his privacy, kivyachol. You're warning before you walk in. Yeah? You're not revealing something private, something besetim. Yeah, you're not going pitom into a person's house. Can you imagine going pitom into a person's house, a person's room? You're invading his privacy. You're invading, you know, you see things that he doesn't want you to see. Right? The invasion of privacy is, we see in the Gemara, that was the klal of Bilam, hezekriah, the Gemara says, right? It's a nezek to a person, you're invading his privacy. And then you see things that you shouldn't be seeing. You see things that weren't fitting to be seen. Yes? Lashon Hara is the revealing of that which is private to a person. You're revealing his secrets. You're revealing aspects about a person that he doesn't want other people to know about. Things that he's ashamed about. That's what Lashon Hara is. The Me'il is a tikkun of that. It's like, it's a knock before you walk in. You understand? Kiviyachol, it's like you're not invading the privacy. You're making it noise before you walk in. Before you go lifnai v'lifnim, before you go to the inner chamber. Yeah? So kiviyachol, that's the kapar. It's giving boundaries. And it's showing covered to the privacy of a person. That means you're not revealing that which is hidden in a person. You're not revealing, even those bad things, you're not revealing them, you're not showing them. And why is that whole beged? Right? Because the person, the main part of a person, the whole point of these begadim is l'kavod, or l'tifaret, to be an expression of the kavod of Kodesh Baruch Hu and the beauty of Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. Lashon Hara is the hefach of that. Lashon Hara creates, shows the all the gnai of a person. Shows the hefech of a person. Shows the baz yavuzu of a person. The zol of a person. A person speaks Lashon Hara on a person, it's true. Be showing the person as his physical goof, as a person without godim, as without big day covered, with big day teferet, big day godim of beauty. He's removing the begodim of a person. He's showing his erva. He's showing his disgust. His not good part. You understand what I'm saying? That part which he's embarrassed about. Vid boshishu. He's revealing the chet of Adam HaRishon. He's revealing that chet. That's why Lashon Hara is such a terrible avera. Because lahepech of all these begodim. That's why the main beged, which is the mi'il, is there to kaper al lashon hara. That's why it's the main beged. It's the main beged in terms of its covering. It covers the most. That's the beged that actually covers the person. That's why the mi'il is a kapara of lashon hara. It covers the goof of a person. It covers that begida against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this person speaks lashon hara. He's revealing that goof. He's revealing that begida. You understand? Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, this is Lashon Hara Shebefarhesia, expressed Befarhesia, you know, openly. Of a Lashon Hara Shebetzina, that the Maisa Keteris Mekaperet. That's the Maisa Keteris. And in a certain way, Lashon Hara Befarhesia, you know about it, you hear people talking about it, you know what they're saying. You can, what's it called, you can react to it. You can protect yourself from it. Lashon Hara Shebetzina is much worse. Therefore, it needs a Maisa of hakrava, the mice of keteris, to be mekaper loshon hara. Yeah, mice of keteris. We're going to speak about the keteris maybe bezrat Hashem soon. Why it's not part of the other kelim. Keteris is written at the end of the parasha. It's not written with the other kelim. Why is that? So we'll get there. We'll speak about it. Bezrat Hashem. Next one is the tzitz. The tzitz is like a pas zahav, which is posed on a metzach, right, of Aaron. Vasita tzitz tahor. Vipitachta alav pituchei chotim. Kodesh l'Hashem. It's written on it. You write engrave on it. Kodesh l'Hashem. Right? And it goes, you know, til techelet, has yisam totop, til techelet. Vaya ala mitznefet. It'll be on the mitznefet, the hat. El mul pneya mitznefet yeh. It'll be against the mitznefet. So we'll see. So it says, so Rabbeinu B'chaya here, the tzitz is mekape al azut panim, on brazen face of a person. Vaya al metzach Aaron. Right? It's on the metzach, on the forehead of Aaron. Tiv, u'metzach ishazona haya lecha. And that's connected, the azut panim of a person is to do, you know, do aveiros in a brazen way, an open way. So, and it comes from gaiva. So, let's do the mitznefet also, the mitznefet, right? Which comes after the tzitz, right? So the mitznefet, Rabbeinu B'chaya says, is mekape on gasei ruach. Right, on gaiva. So the tzitz and the mitznefet are very close. Gasei ruach and azut panim go very together. So the tzitz is mekape on more the machshava, the thought, right? And is the expression of that gaiva, right? So the place for gaiva is always in the head, right? The covering of that head. Why do we cover our heads? You know, we wear kippahs. Mm-hmm. So they also cover. Why you cover your head? You cover your head because that part of man, right? That part of self, that's the place. Always a person who has gaiva. Usually, it's the easiest people to have gaiva is a person who has a lot of sechel, has a lot of brains. You know, a person who people usually have gaiva. Those are the people. People who are clever. It represents that my cleverness comes from that which is above me. My cleverness isn't inside me. A hat is outside of you. A hat represents something outside of a person. Just as a keter, a crown represents that which is outside of you. So a hat is that which is inside of you. So my cleverness doesn't come from me. My cleverness comes from something which is outside me, from my neshama. My neshama actually comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I.e., what I am is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me. That's the kapara of the mitznefet. There's the same reason we wear a kippah. What's a kippah? We wear a head covering. Why wear a head covering? Right? Our head covering represents a hachna that to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That we're wearing some. This is like kivyochol, the shechina which rests on us. I the chimuv and the shama to a guf, which is our higher self, right? That's our chimuv, that's our head. That cover, that crown that we're wearing, this kippah that we're wearing, right? Is on our head, representing that which is higher than ourselves. I.e., we are who we are because of that which is higher than ourselves, i.e. our neshama, right? I.e. the shechina, the divine presence. The ketonet tashbetz, which is the next one, right? V'shibatzta ketonet shesh, v'asita mitznefet shesh, v'avnet taseh maisa rokim. So we'll do these, right? The ketonet shesh, the ketonet tashbetz, mikaperet ashvichus domim. V'yitbelu et ketonet bedam, et ketonet bedam. That's by Yosef, right? So the ketonet represents a kapara of the ketonet pasim of Yosef, which all shvichus damim, kanireh, comes to the so-called shvichus damim, that Klal Yisrael that the tribes did to Yosef, Kiviochol, that he kimat, they killed him, but it was representing the Yitbulu at Ketonet Vedam. So this is, the Ketonet, it's like a chaluk, it's like a garment, and it was close to the flesh, the guf, right? So it's a garment which was Mishupetzet Zahav, right? It was like, it had like pasim, like a garment which had like stripes in it, like the Ketonet Pasim, similarly. Okay, so this is a covering of his flesh. This is a covering of a flesh. The covering of the flesh of a person represents the what shvichus damim? What's killing a person? What does that represent? What does it mean to kill a person? So we see from Yosef, the reason the Shvatim had this havamina to chas v'shalom kill Yosef, because they felt that Yosef was effectively killing them, was effectively removing them from their tachlis, removing them from their whole purpose. When a person comes against you and he removes you from who you are, yes? The normal reaction is to remove him from who he is. If you can't remove him from who he is, and the only way you can do that is through killing, that's when a person kills. When a person feels that that person is a negation of his life, he kills him. So the kapara of shvichus damim is the covering of self. If a person's self is so expressive that it's mevatel the self of another person, that's the reason for hariga in the world. So there has to be a covering of the basar, the flesh of a person, the self of a person. When I say not all self of a person, but the physical self of a person. Because when a person's physical self wants to be expressed that he is everything, he is the expression in the world, that's the reason for shvichus damim. That's the reason for other people. A person will kill another person if he feels he's negating him. If he has a need to be the one, to be the one, only one to be expressed here. I'm the only one who can be the expressor here. My daya is the only daya. My thinking is the only thinking, right? Then everyone's a negation of him. Everyone who has a daya is a negation of him. He will therefore be shofich dam. So the kapara of that is the covering of a person. But the covering of the physical goof of the person. That's why it's the basa, the flesh is covered. You understand? So the avnet is connected the lave, right? It's against, it's like a belt, right? It's connected the lave. And here Rabbeinu Bechaya says it has lave amot, has 32 amot of the matria lave. So it's connected the lave. It's a separation of the lave, of the heart, from the lower self. So there won't be a lo taturu acharei levavchem. The heart won't go after the raglayim, after the lower self. So it's a separation. You know, it's a bit of a makor for the gartel. You know, the chassidish gartel. So it's a separation of the physical self from the higher self. We want the leiv to be to connect to the higher self. That's the chochem leiv. That's why the building of the mishkan, the building of the begodim, has to be done with a chochem leiv, with a person whose leiv is connected to his higher self. Okay, that's the michnasayim is to cover the lower loin, so the there wouldn't be a gilui erva, there wouldn't be a revelation of the lower self of man. So that has to be completely covered. That's a complete that's a covering of the lower self of man. And that's what we mentioned in the previous parasha. When he goes up the mizbech, he won't go on madrigot. He won't be revealing his erva. The michnasayim again are the same concept of the complete covering of the lower self of man. Okay. We see that the Ketores isn't brought down, the Mizbech HaKetores is brought down at the end of the parasha. Not with all the other Kalim. Why is the Ketores brought at the end of the parasha? So there's a Ramban here, right? It says, even though the Ketores is Min HaKalim HaPnim, the inner Kalim, and it would be fitting to put it with the write it down with the Shulchan and Menorah. Yeah? And that's how it's written down in Parshas Vayakel. So he says, Mashis Kikan Acha Mishkan. Why he mentions here after Mishkan and all Kelab, a Kobonus? Why? Bavush and Amah Vatashlum HaKol. It says, at the end of everything, I will be sanctified in my covenant, in my honor. And I will dwell with the Jewish people. It needed this ktoret to be brought for the covenant of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Maisa Ktoris is a revelation somehow of the covenant of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's so special? All the begotten are for covered. All of the kelim are for covered. They're all revealing the kedusha, the shachanti betocham. They all represent, as we said in the beginning, they all. What's miuchad about the k'toris that it represents the ma'isa covered? V'zeu shinim sala Moshe shakteret otsa magefa. So the Ramban says, and that's what it means, that the k'toris prevents the plague. Kiyaktoris midas hadin. The Ktoris represents midas hadin. Shenema yesimu Ktoris ba'apecha min v'chara api. And Ktoris will be k'neged midas hadin, the chara api, the charon af of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the anger of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah? So, v'huma sha'ama b'Ktoris zara al p'nei kol ha'am echabed. In front of the whole people, I will have honor with Nadav Avihu, right? Shidu Kvodi, they will know my honor. Ki lo yisale pishachem, I won't hold on to your sins. V'yizaru b'kvodi, and you'll be careful, my Kvodi. You won't bring Eizara in the Maisa Ktoris. So we're seeing that Ktoris represents the covenant of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But how does that make sense? And now Rabbeinu B'chaim also says, V'ruy l'chol maskil l'archik das Rambam. Right? Why? What did the Rambam say? Shekatav bezeh b'tamei mitzvos ki lefi shaya oel moed mokom shesham mechatchim nitchei hakorbanos. They were shechting, they were cutting meat of the korbanos. V'rochtzim hakirbayim, they would wash the inners. So it was a place that could chas v'shalom be a smelly place. Al kein tzivei lakti b'oto mokom, they commanded to give haktar in that place kidei la'asir v'litchot or to arech, to remove that bad smell. She arech atov mitgabe, that the good smell would be mitgabe, va'ola, and go up, v'mokamahu, in that place. And also the begodim of the misharatim sham, the begodim of the people serving there. They would have a smell, a bad smell. You know, a woman cooks for Erev Shabbos, she has all the smells of the foods, and all different, the onions, right? She puts on the perfume to look nice, to smell nice, right? That's what the Rambam's saying. And says, that comes to go against the Rambam. I want to tell you, really the two things are said. Two pshatim are saying the two same things. Just the Rambam's saying in the physical sense. The Maisik Teres, the biggest covet of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is when there's an ilui of the Ra. When the Ra becomes Tov. When the Ra is revealing also the covet of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Maisik Teres represents when even, right, the Ra gives a good smell. When the Ra gives a good smell means when the Ra is connected to Ruchnius. Eze, which is the something, a physical thing, which the Neshama Ne'enet from, it's called Reach. It's a physical thing, the Neshama Ne'enet from a physical thing. Reach is the only thing which is physical, which can be, which you have spiritual pleasure from. You don't get spiritual pleasure from eating. Eating is a physical pleasure. Mm-hmm. Smelling, says the Gemara, is a smell that the neshama is in it. It's a physical smell that the neshama, that's the biggest cover of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. When the physical is connecting to the spiritual, when the lowest parts of the physical world connect to the spiritual world, and that's the Maisa Ktoris, that, when Midas Hadin is connected, when Midas Hadin is mitukenet, when there's no Magefa in Klal Yisrael, because all Magefas comes from our connection to the Ra. When there's a bittul of the ra in the world, there's no magefas. Torah is the way we connect the ra in the world to lifnai v'lifnim. That's why Yom Kippur is the time that we mekapel. That's what it says here in the last verse. We keep our karnotav. Achat b'shana, once a year, midam chatas ha-kippurim, achat b'shana, yikaper alav, ledorotechim, kodesh kodeshim hu la'ashem. There's the kapara of the korbanos, and there's also the kapara of the lifnai v'lifnim, the k'toris. Because when the k'toris is lifnai v'lifnim, we take all the ra, and that's brought lifnai v'lifnim. Right? That's the kapara on Yom Kippur. That's the concept of kapara. Only once a year goes lifnai v'lifnim, the k'toris, right? That's the kapara that all the ra, all the lowest levels of man reaches the highest levels. That's what happens on Yom Kippur. We don't eat on Yom Kippur. We have no physicality on Yom Kippur. Our physical goof becomes a spiritual goof. We become malachim. And that's the biggest cover. That's the biggest ilui to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the kapara, isn't that on the Mizbeach HaNechoshet? On Yom Kippur, the kapara of the dam, of the chattas, apnimim, right, is done on the Mizbeach HaZahav. That's the Netinis Domim. Apart from the, you know, the Achat, Lamana, the Sheva Ramata of the Badim, Beina Badim, and on the Parochet, right? That's what the Keteris represents. That's why it's written at the end, because that represents the lower worlds. Even when the lower worlds are connecting to the higher worlds, and that's what the Rambam, and both the Rambam also mean that. That means that all this physicality, all this these bad smells become a nice smell. Even the Ra becomes good. You understand? Now going back in the beginning of the parasha starts, right? Like this is between the two parashas, between the first parasha and the second parasha. It's the beginning of our parasha, Atat Tzaveh. That's also the name of a parasha. Ebreish Rabbiku Elecha Shemen Zayit Zach Ketit. You'll have Shemen Zayit, which is clear, and Ketit. Lema'ol alot ne'er tamid. In order to have a ne'er tamid. Right? An everlasting ne'er. So it says like this, the Midrash Ketit Zem Migdash Rishon. This is the first base of Migdash. Sha'amad Taf Yud Shana. 410 years. Migdash Sheni Taf Kaf Shana. Right? So that's Ketit. Kaf Taf Yud Taf is Ketit. Right? So that's 420 years. So this is a remez. The Lashon Ketit is a remez, right, of the two Bate Migdashim and the number of years they lasted. Because the whole tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash, why is it represented here, is lema'or, is to give light into the world, to bring the Shechina b'tachtonim, la'alot ne'er tamid, that it should always be a ne'er tamid, an everlasting light of the Shechina, of the awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. That's what we said, the menorah represents Shechina b'tachtonim. That's what the menorah itself represents. So the parsha begins with this concept to tell you that's the tachlis, that's the purpose of the whole Beis HaMikdash. That's the purpose of the kelim, the purpose of the godim, is ultimately to reveal that ma'or hashchina, shchina betachtonim, which is represented in the menorah. A menorah is that which represents the vessel, which represents the shemin zayit. The Zayit is that which brings awe to the world. Rabbeinu Bechaya brings a raya for that. He says, "Hinei Shemen Hazeh Haimitkareb Bezman HaKteret." Right, the time of the Keteret. So the Keteret is the end of the parasha, right? Because the Torah represents the bringing up of the lower parts of the world to the higher parts of the world, the connection of the lower worlds to the higher worlds, i.e. the Mamish lower worlds, the worlds of Ra, the worlds of Din, right? And this is the beginning of the parasha, because this is the tachlis of the purpose of the Mishkan and the Pagodim. The purpose is to bring the God's Shechina to Tachtanim, to bring the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. By Shemen Zayit, Lefi, Shazayit Hivi Or Al Olam. The Zayit, why is Shemen Zayit Bedavka? Because the Zayit is that which brought light to the world. Shineema, Vine Allah Zayit Taraf Befihu. The Allah of the Zayit, the Yonah, had in its mouth. to showing that there was the end of the Mabul, the end of the destruction of the world, and now the world came to its rebuilding, its gilui, its fixing, i.e. Shechina b'tachtonim. There was a removal of the Ra in the world, and there was a gilui of the Shechina. So the Shemin Zayin represents the revelation of God's presence, and the Ketores represents the removal of the Ra in the world. You understand? So that's the beginning of the Parsha, and that's the end of the Parsha. Okay?